Title: John Ruskin Remembered. Caption: A tribute to the sage, prophet, gifted painter, brilliant prose stylist and polemical writer whose bicentenary is being widely celebrated. I wonder what the great Victorian art critic and visionary John Ruskin would make of Venice today. Judging from what has happened architecturally and environmentally in the rest of the world, he would be surprised to see it still standing. As for the hordes in St. Mark's Square, he wouldn't be impressed by their camcorders or cell phones, especially when he insisted the best way to record Venice was to draw it. As sage, prophet, gifted painter, brilliant prose stylist and polemical writer, John Ruskin, 1819-1900, commanded international respect from figures like George Eliot, Marcel Proust, Gandhi and Tolstoy. He was one of the rare men who thinks what everyone will think and say in the future, wrote the latter of Ruskin. When, as a young man, he visited France's medieval churches and the city of Venice, Ruskin grew a passion for Gothic architecture and the religious paintings of Giotto and Fra Angelico. These artists inspired a departure from the prevailing fashion of neoclassicism, or painting in the grand style, which idealized the imperfect. They also influenced the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, a group of young artists founded in 1848, which Ruskin championed. Through studying Europe's Gothic architecture, Ruskin came to respect the fabric of these old buildings and the way they were built. His writing on this subject not only inspired William Morris, the Victorian textile designer, who introduced traditional methods of production, but also the 20th century conservation movement. Ruskin's The Stones of Venice, 1851-53, in three volumes, based on months of study, is more than an architectural handbook. It's a polemic, alleging Venice fell from its medieval Eden when it took up with the Renaissance, which ultimately caused its fall into political irrelevance and social flippancy. He saw the city's fate, once a medieval maritime trading power, as a caveat for Victorian Britain, which was then a modern maritime trading nation. Ruskin insisted that art and architecture were an expression of the social conditions in which they were produced and asserted that a benign social order characterized the Gothic Age and provided greater aesthetic fulfillment than the modern period. In Volume 2, of The Stones of Venice, he expanded that imperfection was essential to Gothic art, in contrast with the uniformity of neoclassical architecture and modern mass production. The Gothic allowed the craft/workman creative freedom and fulfillment. This belief underlined Ruskin's rage against industrial capitalism, and helped found the arts and crafts movement in the late 19th century. The calendar of events celebrating the bicentenary of Ruskin's birth is diverse and global, with exhibitions, talks, lectures and conferences staged in California and Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA, Chamonix, France, Venice, Italy, London, Oxford, Worcestershire, Sheffield, Manchester and the Lake District, UK, and Osaka, Tokyo, Kyoto, Japan. Founded by Ruskin in 1871, the Guild of St. George's showing the power of seeing until April 22 at 2, Temple Place, London WC2R3BD, with paintings, drawings, daguerreotypes, metalwork, and plaster casts to demonstrate how Ruskin's attitude to aesthetic beauty shaped his radical views on culture and society. At Abbott Hall Art Gallery in Kendal, July 12 to October 5, Ruskin, Turner and the Storm Cloud demonstrates Ruskin's approach to J.M.W. Turner, with watercolors, drawings and a portrait of the art critic from the National Portrait Gallery. Towards the end of his life, Ruskin feared England's darkening skies and polluted storm clouds, a sentiment that contrasts with his earlier delight in the clarity of Turner's paintings. With these watercolors are drawings by Emma Stibman, who followed a route taken by Ruskin in 1854, when he produced early photographs of the Alps. Stibman shows how climate change has affected the area. Brantwood in Cumbria, Ruskin's home for 25 years before his death, shows incandescence. Turner's Venice, April 11 to August 4. Turner's Venice was Ruskin's Venice, and Turner, the artist, shaped Ruskin's life. In America at Harvard until April 13, Victorian visionary, John Ruskin and the realization of the ideal explores Ruskin's vision of a better world through the university's letters, books and other primary sources. Also a lecture at the Lamont Library, Harvard Yard, Cambridge, Massachusetts, on how Ruskin saw education as leading human souls to what is best, and making what is best out of them. At Manchester Metropolitan University, April 29 to August 23, is Ruskin's Manchester, From Devil's Dark to Beacon City. Ruskin hated Manchester, and the Devil's Dark was his reference to the pollution that streamed from its factories, but he gave important lectures there, claiming that fine art is the hand, the head and the heart of man going together. At the Millennium Gallery, Sheffield, May 29 to September 15, is John Ruskin, Art and Wonder, an exhibition about his fascination for the natural world with a selection of bird and plant studies and geological specimens. Is Ruskin still relevant? For some, he was an ultra-conservative, paternalistic sexist who advocated feudalism. Only the foolish or wicked delight in a world with no masters, he stated. Although his writing is suffused with religious and biblical imagery, his zeal for giving the working man and woman the opportunity to have an education fed the labor movement. Writing on a plethora of subjects, art, architecture, nature, craftsmanship, literature, religion, politics, the economy and social justice, he was a seeker after a better society, a fierce critic of industrialism, a moral conscience and an advocate of sustainable relations between people, craft, and nature. He championed the idea of the welfare state, inspired the founding of the NHS, public libraries, the National Trust and other pivots of civil society. Ruskin's visionary thinking offers solutions to many of our problems today. Social inequality, multinationals' monopoly, bankers' bonuses, encroaching automation, environmental disaster and repetitive work. As champion of progressive causes, he believed education could transform the individual and the community, and in order to have a better world, he saw that people should be governed by affection and fellowship. Mary Gladstone.